breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
We just heard the story of 9/11 as the events unfolded from the perspective of the police commissioner who was on assignment that day and went through what you just heard, the very harrowing experience. But someone else who had a lot of decision-making to do over the next 48 hours of that early stage post-9/11 was the governor of New York State, and he rejoins us. Governor Pataki, George Pataki, rejoins us. His newest book, by the way, amplifies some of the lessons that he took away in understanding how New Yorkers did come together to solve the problems after 9/11, and he makes some practical applications about how they could be used to solve problems now. It is a pleasure to honor and welcome back to the broadcast Governor George Pataki, who, Governor, I forgot about this, but last year we were sitting in our mutual friend John Katsimatidis' living room doing a special broadcast on the 18th commemoration, and sadly, I don't think that our city and state have gotten in any better place than where we were 1 year ago when we were making this commemoration. I think the lessons of coming together and of dealing with crises are now more prevalent and practical than ever before.
Kevin, I have to agree with you, sadly, but I remember being in John Katsimatidis' house last year. And as always, you and I are both optimists by nature, and we thought things would get better. But sadly, they just... the inability to really confront effectively the challenges facing the city and the state are just very concerning to me. And, you know, this is not a day for politics, September 11th. It's a day to reflect and thank the heroes who sacrificed so much on September 11th. But you also have to understand that we have an obligation to them to work every day to make things better for all of them.
Yeah. No, and I would like to keep this as politically free as possible. It is hard, though, Governor, when you're understanding that we are living in a city that overcame the lessons of 9/11, that responded to the evil that was shown that day, and struggles for its very survival as we sit here now. So let's go back to what was the immediate aftermath. We just heard from Bernie Kerik in his incredible story of what happened, of his recollection of those events. But you did something, and you pointed this out in your new book. You brought people together, and you made everyone sit at the same table. What was the rationale? What was the thought behind why that was so important to you?
You know, Kevin, I think that in my 12 years as governor, I think that decision was the most important one I ever made. That morning after the towers came down, I activated all the state's emergency response. The National Guard shut down the bridges and tunnels and took all the other measures to provide additional fire and health and police support all across the city. But I knew that it wasn't a state response or a city response. It had to be a united response. And in the afternoon, I got a call from Rudy that he had set up a temporary command center with all his commissioners at the old police headquarters. And I thought for a minute and said, I'll be right down. And I went down to his command with all of my commissioners. We sat in the same room at the same table. And it was absolutely critical for how effective our response was that day and for weeks and months thereafter.
Well, and then not long after that, the administration's forces joined you as well. Now, I might point out that all three of you, the president, the governor, and the mayor, were all of the same political stripe that day. But you firmly believe that you could have achieved a similar camaraderie even if those political loyalties hadn't been in effect, don't you?
Kevin, absolutely. In a time of crisis, it's not about politics, it's about people. And whether you're a Republican or Democrat goes out the window. And you are right. I can picture in my mind right now sitting at that table, Rudy across me, his commissioners on one side, my commissioners on the other. And then that evening, Joe Albaugh, who was the head of FEMA, and all the FEMA people came in, and they sat down at the end of the table. And whether you're Republican or Democrat, in a time of crisis, that's what you have to do. You can't be trying to score political points. You can't be trying to hold a personal grudge. You just have to put everything aside except doing what's right for the people in a time of crisis. And I'm proud that we all did that.
In the days that followed, there were a lot of changes that the country had to go through. The nation as a whole had to think differently about the threat of terrorism. I'm curious, Governor, and you've run for president, I think, twice since that time. You've obviously dealt with national security issues, and you continue to think and speak about those things. Where are we at in your assessment of holding terrorism in check, and does it play the priority that it should? Did it in recent years? Have we done a good job? What do we need to do differently? Give me your assessment of how well prepared we are to take on the terror fight.
Well, there are two things. One is, I think we are in far better shape from the standpoint of preventing terrorism today than we were on September 10th, 19 years ago. The Office of Homeland Security is real. They're doing positive things. We haven't had a terrorist attack in the last few years, and I think you give the administration credit for that. But that's not to say we couldn't have one later today or tomorrow or next week or next year. We have to understand that the threat is never going to go away, and we just have to be diligent in our efforts to make sure we're proactive in protecting our freedom. That's the good news. The bad news is that we are the most divided we've been in my lifetime. Hmm. When you worry about your political opponent or the other party more than you do about the threats to our freedom, whether they're domestic Antifa people assaulting police officers or foreign terrorists wanting to come here, it makes it extremely difficult. You know, Lincoln said it best, a house divided against itself cannot stand. We are a house divided against ourselves right now, at least at the political level in Washington. And that has got to end if we're going to have the confidence we deserve to have in America's future.
What do you believe the intent of that enemy is these days? As you've made mention, the current administration has taken out the leader of ISIS. They took out the leader of the Iranian Republican Guard. There have been, to my knowledge, far fewer even threats of attacks as opposed to just the previous administration, where you seem to have a different terror attack every week. What do you think our enemies are saying about us these days?
Well, I fear that they're looking at us and saying America is a divided country, and that creates opportunities. And, you know, yes, ISIS still there, much weakened, but still there. Al-Qaeda still wanting to attack us. But we also now see nation states like Iran and North Korea and China and Russia looking to take advantage of that division, of that weakness, for their own national interests or to harm America. And it's just the wrong time for us not to be looking to find common ground. And, you know, you just look at New York City, the mayor and the governor, same party, but they don't even talk to each other. And that makes it very difficult to respond to a crisis, whether it's the COVID crisis or the potential of another terrorist attack. We've got to move beyond that, Kevin.
I think that the citizens of New York and of the United States agree with you strongly about that. And your perspective on it is merited because you lived it and you walked the walk. The book is called Beyond the Great Divide, How a Nation Became a Neighborhood. Governor George Pataki, thank you for this book. Thank you for your service to your country through the 9/11 crisis. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Kevin. Always good being on with you.
I appreciate that. Kevin McCullough, our retrospective of 9/11 on this 19th commemoration continues. Stay with us.